I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, where to find your favorite baseball players who've been transformed into statues. But first, the New York Yankees, employers of one of the most fearsome lineups on paper, may have to make do for months with one of the least fearsome lineups in reality. They are currently without All-Stars Curtis Granderson, Mark Teixeira, and Alex Rodriguez, who aren't expected to recover from their respective injuries for some time. Joining me now is Daniel Barbarisi, who's covering Yankee spring training for the Wall Street Journal. Daniel, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks very much, Bill. Thanks for having me.
What is the mood in Tampa as the remaining Yankees try to prepare for the season?
Well, this is a team that's always done a very good job of, you know, keeping the stiff upper lip and saying, we'll find a way. But there's no question that these guys are looking around and saying, hey, who are you? Who are you? Because there's a lot of not-so-noteworthy guys on this team right now. And that's something the Yankees aren't used to. This is a team that's always had the benefit of having all these big names around at all times. I think a lot of these guys are, you know, wondering how they are going to pick up the slack. You know, this week around Yankee camp has really been kind of like, what's going to happen next? You know, oh, okay, this guy gets hurt. All right, that guy's hurt. Oh, okay, the general manager just jumped out of an airplane and broke his ankle. You know, what will they think of next?
What is the Yankees front office saying about the returns of Granderson, Rodriguez, and Teixeira?
With Rodriguez, he's definitely out until at least the All-Star break, and it might be a little longer. He's going through a bit of an unprecedented recovery in that he's going to have now both hips operated on. Very invasive surgery, the kind of thing that no one his age and his stature really ever had done at the professional level. So best-case scenario, he's back at the All-Star break. Worst-case scenario, who knows? With Teixeira, he's also a troublesome injury, a wrist injury. It's a tendon issue. Chances are he's back in the early part of May, but when he comes back, he may not be 100%. Granderson is probably the best prognosis of all three. He's got a forearm cracked bone, and they should expect him back probably the first week in May. He's the one I think they're the least worried about.
Meanwhile, Derek Jeter received clearance on Thursday to play in games. He's recovering from a broken ankle he suffered last fall. Can we expect him to return to form right away?
Well, yeah, I guess he's probably the only bit of good news if you're a Yankee fan. Jeter has looked great in everything he's done so far. At the plate, he looks alive. He's running well. He's taking fielding drills with no problem. And he says he's going to be back opening day. And being Derek Jeter, I guess he's earned the right to have that benefit of the doubt. He's going to be as good as ever.
Amid all the damage and dismay, closer Mariano Rivera, Major League Baseball's career saves leader with a whopping 608 of them, is expected to be ready for what will be apparently his final opening day. How will the Rivera farewell tour be received?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting. Every stadium he goes to, it's going to be, you know, the coronation of Mo over and over and over again. And, you know, I think it's actually a very nice thing. People are going to really enjoy getting to see him time after time. And, you know, I think chances are he's going to hopefully enjoy it as well. But you know, that's going to be, I think, a lot of fun for everyone who gets to actually experience it and see it. I hope that he appreciates it. I hope he enjoys it because, you know, we've never seen one like him before and never really will see one again.
Daniel Barbarisi covers Yankee spring training for the Wall Street Journal. Daniel, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate being on.